The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Court. It has a few big cases to decide before the end of June, and one might involve the Sackler family. You may have seen the show Dope Sick, which is about how that family made billions from the opioid painkiller OxyContin, the drug that went on to play a significant part in the terrible opioid epidemic in the United States. David Taylor is the editor and partner at Tortoise News and host of the podcast The Sacklers Getting Away With It. And he joins us now to give us an overview. David, good morning.
Hey, Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, I listened to your podcast yesterday and I found it gripping. Even though, having watched Dope Sick, I was acquainted with the bones of the story. But what intrigued me is the subtlety of the decision that the Supreme Court may bring down. Whether it goes on one side or the other, there will be winners and losers.
That's right. It's a real sort of moral test for everyone involved, I think. You know, it's one of those stories where, as you say, lots of people have watched Dope Sick or Painkiller, and they probably think they know the Sackler story inside out. But what's really telling, I think, is that if you've watched those shows, you sort of know the beginning. You know the terrible opioid epidemic and the hundreds of thousands of deaths, but you might know the middle. You know that it all sort of caught up with them, but really those shows sort of end at the point where it feels like there's a big reckoning for the Sacklers and their company Purdue Pharma. But actually that story stops in about sort of 2007. So we really wanted to get a hold of what happened next and see if well, as the title suggests, you know, the Sacklers were getting away with it.
The Supreme Court will hold in either of two ways. Mm-hmm. And in one way, the Sacklers, if they decide on this, the Sacklers are immune from every possibility of civil case for the rest of their natural lives. And they will also retain much of their wealth. Under the settlement terms, which is the other option, there'll be money flowing fairly quickly to states and indeed to individual families for the losses they incurred. And on one side, you've got Republicans favouring the former decision and Democrats favouring the latter decision.
Yeah, it's definitely got really ugly, the politics of it. When we dived into this, we spoke to people who'd been involved in the bankruptcy case for the last 5 years or so, and it was quite amazing to sort of hear this saga within the saga of, you know, state by state, Republicans fighting with Democrats over, you know, how much money there should be, who it should go to, whether or not there ought to be an apology, whether, you know, some states were fixated on like getting their names erased from the public square. And it all got even more sort of cloudy because, you know, the first big announcement of a deal happened in the dying days of the Trump administration. Then Biden won the election and everything changed. And suddenly the Biden administration sort of looked at this and thought, this is quite bad politics for us because we might end up in a position where people accuse us in some quite important states of creating this backdoor for billionaires to get away with it.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary complicated story because it involves the process known as Chapter 11. Now, we have a similar kind of processes here where you can go into receivership and then emerge with certain changes maybe in what your creditors get and contracts and so on, and then you begin to trade again. And Chapter 11 was designed to help companies who are having a difficult period. They go into Chapter 11, they restructure and they come out the other side and no jobs are lost maybe and production continues. That was what the idea of it was. But the Sacklers and others used it in a different way.
That's really true. So if you go to, there was this crucial moment, which is really where we start in 2007, where, you know, Purdue pleads guilty to having misled regulators and doctors and patients about how addictive this drug OxyContin is. And, you know, the family sort of briefly breathes a sigh of relief. And then you can see, because of all of the internal emails and stuff that have been disclosed during all these years of litigation, that they're immediately saying, well, hang on a minute, we're rich, but for how long? You know, and they start immediately pulling cash out of the business. And, you know, they take about $11 billion out. And, you know, a lot of that goes offshore and into, you know, trusts in places like Bermuda, where, you know, it's very hard to work out how to get to it. And they use bankruptcy as a play to once all of these thousands of cases are mounting up against them, they realize that we're going to get wiped out by the first case that wins. So if we declare bankruptcy, we can come to a deal with all of these states and the victims and walk away. But they put this kicker in there, which is like, you know, the ultimate sort of string attached to the deal, where essentially they say, we'll put up $6 billion of our own money as a family, and in return, no one can ever sue us individually anywhere in the world ever again. And that is the thing which is being tested in the Supreme Court now, because it's felt that the bankruptcy courts that allowed this settlement to go forward had basically exceeded their powers, because, you know, people say, well, hang on a minute.
What they did, it would appear, was that they stripped individual citizens of their legal right to sue, because they did this collective settlement, as it were. So nobody could ever sue in the civil courts, the Sacklers, ever again, which seems odd that a bankruptcy court could speak for every Joe citizen in America and strip them of their rights.
And yet, where we sit with the, you know, the great sort of moral conundrum we talked about at the start, you know, where we sit with this Supreme Court decision is, on one side, you have all of the families, all of the states, the hospitals that lost money, you know, the Native American tribes that were sort of ravaged by addiction. They all want this deal. And the only person, the only entity that's standing on the other side arguing that the deal can't stand is Joe Biden's Department of Justice. Everybody else is for the deal. So it's sort of the risk is for the Biden administration, you know, if the Supreme Court decides that this deal is erroneous and can't stand, then the Republicans immediately turn on Biden and say, you killed the deal. You stopped millions of dollars going to victims of the opioid epidemic. And, well, you know, go on.
No, the story obviously takes all sorts of twists and turns, and the latest being that McKinsey will be subject to investigation because of their advice to the Purdue on how to turbocharge the sales engine. In other words, fueling the opioid epidemic. So there's more to play out in this story yet, and I suspect you'll be revisiting the podcast with a postscript. Anyway,
do you know, I hope so.
Yeah, the podcast is called The Sacklers Getting Away With It, and it's to be found on Tortoise, wherever you get your podcasts. And David Taylor, editor and partner at Tortoise News, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.